Country Bob FM. Almanac time, Bob FM. How you doing?
Hope we are ready.
Hope you're doing just fine. We're going to get her rolling here today. It's Flag Day today. It is Wednesday, and it's June 14th. It's the 165th day of the year. We're getting closer and closer to the midway point of our calendar years. We have exactly 200 left in 2017. It's going by fast.
It is.
It yeah, really is.
It just kind of flies by.
Is it the official first day of summer yet?
No.
That's, that couple days?
That's next week. That'll be like, okay, I think, the 21st. Do you know this song?
I don't.
Do you recognize it?
I recognize it, yeah.
Something to do with the Army, right?
It does, yeah. It's called Army Strong.
There we go.
Today is the date, 1775, that the United States Army was founded.
Huh.
1775, Army Strong, one of our five branches of our military.
Mm-hmm. So that was before we were even officially a country.
Yeah, we had to get that army together. We weren't going to win it with the Minutemen.
Although they were a scrappy bunch.
They did a nice job.
Yeah.
So Army, 1775, thanks to all those who have fought and are fighting.
For sure.
All the branches of the military. And then 2 years later, 1777, this is when the Continental Congress in Philadelphia adopted the Stars and Stripes as the national flag of the United States. Flag resolution stated, resolved that the flag of the United States be made of 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation. And then later on, May 20th, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed June 14th as Flag Day because of this.
Very nice.
As a commemoration of the Stars and Stripes. And 1893, on this date, Philadelphia was the city that first observed Flag Day. It wasn't official yet. It didn't become official until 1916, but they actually observed Flag Day, 1893, on this date. 1900 here. Are you still going to Hawaii? Are you going to do it?
Yeah, yep. Next year.
Hawaii became a U.S. territory on this date, 1900. Did you see that Puerto Rico has voted to become a state?
I did not.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
They ran a referendum. It's a non-binding referendum, but it kind of tells the leaders there that they want to become a state. We'll see if we allow them in as number 51. That means that flag is going to change.
Right,
we're going
right.
to have to throw another star on there for the first time since
59.
Yeah, when Alaska and Hawaii became the 49th and 50th states, respectively. 1922, Warren G. Harding became the first president to ever be heard on radio. He did a little afternoon show spinning
polkas.
Spinning music. He was doing polkas and schottisches and leanders.
Did
1922.
Did he do the Trading Post? I wonder.
Yes, he did Time to Trade was the name of the show, or Tradio. Warren G. Harding. You know, 3-4 years ago, some love letters came out. Did you ever see that in the news, Brittany or Neil?
Mm-mm.
The love letters, Warren G. Harding to his mistress, his neighbor's wife.
How scandalous.
Ooh, they were sultry. They were wild stuff. They were like 50 Shades of Gray.
Wow.
Yeah.
Warren G.
Look them up. 1943, the Supreme Court. Now, we have more flag-related type things here today in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Supreme Court ruled that school children could not be forced to salute the American flag if it conflicted with their religious beliefs.
Mm.
Keep that in mind. 1943. So that happened in 43. And then in 54, U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed an order adding the words "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Nice move.
You pledge your allegiance to the flag, and we're doing that here today. 1954. 1971, the first Hard Rock Cafe opened, not in New York, not anywhere in the United States. It was actually in London.
I've been to that one.
In London, Hard Rock Cafe. How is it? Is it nice?
It's good, I have a t-shirt from there.
Is Bruce Springsteen's underwear on the wall there?
I don't remember.
That was 1971. 1990, Supreme Court upheld police checkpoints that check motorists for intoxication. 1990, they could still do the checkpoints. 1994, let's go to Madison Square Garden.
The waiting is over! The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions! And this one will last a lifetime!
They hadn't won it in 54 years. One of the original six members of the National Hockey League. They defeated the Vancouver Canucks. Canucks still had that ugly, the orange, black, yellow color scheme. They didn't have the flying V, though. They didn't have the V anymore. Okay. They had just Canucks across, but that was an ugly color scheme. I don't know whoever came up with that. They didn't want to sell jerseys at that point.
No.
That was 1994, New York Rangers.
I'm trying to decide if I could figure out who that was.
Sam Rosen.
It was Sam. Okay.
He did some radio this year on Westwood One or something. It was sounding pretty good. 2004, U.S. Supreme Court dismissed a constitutional challenge to the Pledge of Allegiance brought by a California atheist. The man who sued on behalf of his elementary school-age daughter. He's suing on behalf of his daughter.
Nice.
He said reciting the pledge's words under God in schools violated the segregation of church or separation of church and state. High Court said Michael Newdow didn't have the legal right to file the suit on behalf of his daughter. They threw it out.
Nice work.
Kurt Waldheim died on this date. Remember, he was the Austrian president, former United Nations chief Kurt Waldheim.
Mm-hmm.
He was 68 on this date. And it was on this date, 2011, President Barack Obama met with government officials in San Juan, Puerto Rico. He was the first U.S. president, sitting president, to visit the Caribbean islands since JFK in 61.
Hmm.
Puerto Rico. They want to become a state. Would you welcome them in?
I need to do a little due diligence.
Who would be the first who would be the first pro sports league to put a team in San Juan, you think? Baseball probably?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to birthdays today. She was the spunky housekeeper on the Jeffersons.
You got a problem?
No, but it sure looks like you do. What is it, fleas?
I'm shadow boxing.
Well, give me $5 on the shadow.
Oh, boy. Was she sarcastic or what?
That is awesome.
You got to love your housekeepers being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I mean, Marla Gibbs, 86 today from the Jeffersons. She also played a more leading role on the show 227.
Hmm.
Marla Gibbs is 86 today.
Hold your head up, woman. Hold your head up, woman. Hold your head up, woman. Hold your head up.
That group is Argent. The man who that band is named after, Rod Argent. He's not singing lead here. That's another guy. But he's playing keyboards. He was also a member of the Zombies. Rod Argent, 72. Happy birthday to him today. Our president, happy birthday to him, Donald Trump. Happy birthday to the Donald, as they called. Now he's president, 45th president of the United States. He is, a little unorthodox, maybe, president. Does things differently.
Yeah, he's not
a little polarizing.
He has his own style.
Tried and true politician.
No. So what were you expecting when you elected him?
Correct.
Right? Expecting things to be a little different. And they are. Donald Trump, 71 today. The youngest of the Lennon sisters. How old do you think the youngest of the Lennon sisters is? Wait till we listen to him here.
Hey there, Georgie girl. Swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there. Inside you, hey.
Janet Lennon.
She's got to
Lennon
be
sisters.
Well into her 60s.
70 today.
Oh, boy.
Diane, Peggy, Kathy, and Janet, your Lennon sisters, performing there a medley of great hits.
On the Lawrence
Welk Show.
Wonderful.
Yes, it was. So Janet Lennon is 70 today.
Nice.
The guy playing the drums for the progressive rock band, Yes. Alan White, happy birthday to him. He is 68. That was owner of A Lonely Heart.
Love that, too.
This guy was the big ragu.
Hey, come on. You all warmed up? They'll never go from rags to riches.
From Laverne and Shirley and from some guest appearances on Happy Days, Carmine Ragusa. Eddie Mecca, 65 today. He was the big ragu. He was Carmine. He was a great dancer, but he also was the Golden Gloves champ of Milwaukee. So don't mess with him. Oh, make fun of his dancing ability. So Eddie Mecca Carmine from Laverne and Shirley is 65 today. He was Coach Yost. He was the one that got booted out by Denzel Washington on Remember the Titans.
Sure. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
That's a great sports movie. Really, I love that one.
I even like that one.
Yes. Okay, so that's Will Patton. That's his name. Coach Yost, 63 today. Eric Heiden, 59. Olympic gold medal speed skater. Had a pretty good run there in 1980 at Lake Placid. 5 gold medals, a bunch of records as well. Eric Heiden is 59 here today. Where's he from? I'm thinking of somebody else. I think it was from Wisconsin.
Eric Heiden?
Bonnie Blair, I think, might have been the one that was from Wisconsin. But Eric Heiden, 59 today. I know you're a big George O'Dowd guy.
Well,
you had the hat and the braided hair, the raggy clothing.
Yeah.
Is it a man? It is a woman. I didn't know when I was a kid. I was very confused. Very confused.
Still
Culture,
am.
Culture Club. They made some big hits, and that was my formative years. And say what you want about Culture Club, but those songs are all over the radio, so they do have somewhat of an impact on my life. It brings back memories of mostly good memories, too. Boy George, 56 today. He has had his issues. Then he had kind of a comeback. I'm not sure what he's doing now. He appeared in Gotham. He played the Penguin's uncle or something.
Oh, I can see that.
He played the Penguin's uncle. All of a sudden, no, wait a minute. No, not him. It was, I'm getting him and Paul Rubens mixed up. It was Paul Rubens.
From
Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman, sure.
Yeah, they're both similar. Boy George, 56 today. The lovely Yasmin Bleeth.
Oh, yeah, Baywatch.
Baywatch. Among some other movies and soap operas, too. She's 49 today. He was the guy in the movie Couples Retreat that was going al fresco.
Oh, yes.
Why are you wearing trousers?
I explained to the guy in the dress that I didn't have any drawers on.
Yes, but this exercise is about...
didn't have any drawers on. And he was telling them they had to take off their trousers. It didn't turn out well. Faison Love. Couples Retreat's a funny movie.
It
it's
is
got
a
some
fun
funny
movie.
Guys like Jason Bateman, and then you got the guy from Iron Man,
and you've got Vince Vaughn.
John Favreau is the one other one I'm thinking of.
Yes.
He does a lot of producing and directed Iron Man and those things. But Faison Love is 49 today. Steffi Graf,
pretty good tennis player.
One of the winningest tennis players of all time. 22 major titles. That's like third all time. But what she did is she won at least each of them 4 times.
Cool.
So you had your Martina Navratilovas and your Chris Everts and your Serena Williams. They dominated like one major. They've got a lot of majors, but they won a lot of them. She was balanced. It didn't matter which major. It was Australian,
what
French,
surface she was
Wimbledon,
on, right?
Or U.S. No, yeah, it didn't matter what surface. She was a great player, and of course she's married to Andre Agassi.
Yeah, for a while.
It's been a while.
I don't know if they still are.
Yes, they are. Steffi Graf, 48 today. And Kevin McHale, he played the kid in the wheelchair on Glee, Artie. Kevin McHale, not the guy who played basketball.
From Hibbing.
Great Gopher and then Boston Celtic. Kevin McHale, the actor, 29 today. Your turn.
Gone but not forgotten, writer Harriet Beecher Stowe. She penned the classic Uncle Tom's Cabin. Nice work. She was born on this day, 1811. Psychiatrist, pathologist, Dr. Alois Alzheimer, 1864. He was the first person to describe the illness, commonly referred to now as Alzheimer's disease. And they continue to try and find cures for that hated disease. He was born on this day, 1864. Life magazine photojournalist Margaret Rourke White, born on this day in 1904. She was the first woman attached to the United States Armed Forces in WW2. Did a lot of great work for that magazine, 1904. What about singer and Academy Award-winning actor Burl Ives?
Silver and gold, everyone wishes for silver and gold,
How good is that?
How do you measure its worth?
He also had a Fave 5 goatee, among all the goatees ever in the history of the entertainment industry.
I would put it right in there.
And I've got a little bonus audio for you because of what we were doing there, the silver and gold thing.
Uh-huh. Silver and gold! Wahoo!
Is that from the Claymation Rudolph movie?
Yes. Nothing.
Please don't speak when he's licking his pickaxe.
Sorry.
Let's do it again.
Nothing.
Such a good movie.
It is.
Sounds
it's
like
a great
me when
show.
Sounds like me when I go to the bank. How much I got in my account? Nothing.
Nothing. Burl Ives, the great Burl Ives, born on this day, 1909. Actor, director, Sam Wanamaker. He appeared in some films, directed some films, Private Benjamin.
Come back, Yeller.
Oh, we forgot Dorothy McGuire. She was the mom?
She was the mom in Old Yeller.
Old Yeller was a hunter, a rare and tearing hunter.
Sad movie.
Very sad.
He knew just how to run.
Who cried at the end
of Old Yeller? He always found it double.
Well, Confederate Railroad sang a song about she didn't cry when Old Yeller died.
Yeah. Dorothy McGuire is the actress we're talking about there from Old Yeller. 1916. Very good.
Best doggone dog in the West.
You gotta love it. And then Sam Wanamaker, 3 years later in 1919. Journalist Pierre Salinger. He was John F. Kennedy's press secretary.
Remember him doing some reporting on ABC, too. He was like a news reporter.
Yes.
Did Washington news, kind of like Stephanopoulos did.
Yes.
He went from government and then went to actually work for ABC.
Yeah, I believe you're correct, sir. 1925 for Pierre Salinger. Rhythm and blues singer Junior Walker. That's him with his group, the All-Stars. Best known for his hit with the entrance bell for 1965.
You call that accompaniment. That's bell accompaniment.
Junior Walker was born on this day in 1931. Ronaldo Obie Benson, 1937. He was a member of the great group, the Four Tops. And one more, perhaps, well, the winningest coach in women's basketball in the NCAA was Pat Summitt. And she had cancer and passed away here just within the last year or so. She was born on this day in 1952. Pat Summitt at Tennessee. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Any corrections, Brittany? Help us finish this thing.
Not really corrections, so much as supplements. You were right, though. Eric Heiden is from Madison, Wisconsin.
Heiden.
And Boy George's current gig is being a judge on The Voice Australia.
Oh, well, good
right
for
now.
Him.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go. Still working.
And Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi are still happily married.
That's good.
And they live in Las Vegas.
Very nice.
I would imagine their kids are going to play tennis.
I would think so.
Is there any kind of a surprise there?
No.
Now we're going to get into pickleball is what they're going to do. They're going to dominate that sport. Oh, by the way, one more.
Silver and gold. Wahoo! Nothing.
All right, Yukon Cornelius, what a good buddy he is. And you know, we also have another good buddy. A good old buddy named Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. He's our sponsor of the Bob Almanac. If you like it, thank Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like he does. We'll wrap it up here. A Bobathon coming up Wednesday on Bob FM and the Bob Morning Show. Thanks for joining us. We really do appreciate it. I just dropped her.